With 12 days to go before the Iowa caucuses, the impeachment trial is keeping Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Michael Bennett in Washington and mostly off the campaign trail as Sanders takes the lead nationally for the first time, according to a new poll out today from CNN. Joining us now, NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. And Bernie Sanders had to cancel a rally at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls yesterday because of the impeachment trial. But he'll be back in Iowa this weekend campaigning with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is this impeachment trial, which is keeping, as we said, several senators off the trail, going to have a big impact on the campaign, do you think?
I think it will. It's hard to say. I think of the candidates, Bernie Sanders is probably the best positioned to make it work, and that's for a few reasons. First of all, he has a ton of money, consistently raising the most money of all the candidates for president. He's able to air a lot of ads. He's able to, you know, among other things, get himself to Iowa and back if there are breaks in the schedule quickly, able to, you know, get the resources to do that. He has high-profile surrogates like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who can go and draw huge crowds and get the supporters fired up to go knock on doors and do the organizing that's needed. I think what we don't know is for things like say Amy Klobuchar, right? She just gets this big semi-endorsement from the New York Times, and for a candidate who's in the mid-single digits like she is, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. She did not have the opportunity to go out and hold a rally the next day and say, look, I got a bigger crowd here. I've got momentum growing, right? She was stuck in Washington, D.C. So I think it's things like that. It's the not having the chance to show momentum or things like that that could be the problem.
Well, what about the candidates in the top tier who don't have to worry about the impeachment trial because they're not in the Senate, and that would be Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. What are they doing during the trial?
Well, I think they're very happy to not be sitting on the Senate floor until 2 a.m. like all of their competitors
silently.
Are. Yeah, silently. I was in the chamber for a while yesterday watching the body language of the candidates, and it's really hard to pick up much other than the fact that, oh, Amy Klobuchar is writing notes. Bernie Sanders isn't. I mean, obviously, they're getting on TV as much as they can from the trial, but Biden and Buttigieg are doing what most candidates do in the final weeks before a contest, and that's campaigning as much as possible. And their campaigns are very happy not to have to deal with this scheduling nightmare.
Are they sticking in Iowa for the most part?
Yes. Buttigieg is really doing a ton of Iowa events. He'll pop over to New Hampshire a little bit, but by and large, he is focused almost entirely on Iowa. His path forward runs through winning or placing very well in the Iowa caucuses.
Michael Bloomberg is running one national ad right now focusing on Trump's impeachment. Listen to this.
It's time for the Senate to act and remove Trump from office. And if they won't do their jobs this November, you and I will.
How does Mike Bloomberg's campaign get affected by the impeachment trial?
I'm not really sure it does. I think he's already running an incredibly non-traditional campaign of ignoring the first four early states and basically running a national general election ad campaign, hundreds of millions of dollars in states all across the country that don't vote for months. I think the big question a lot of Democrats have is what Mike Bloomberg's end goal is if he does not end up as the Democratic nominee. Is he going to continue to spend this amount of money trying to attack President Trump and boost the eventual nominee? He says he's going to, and the fact that he shifted gears this week with these ads putting pressure on moderate Republicans, I think that ad was mostly running in states with moderate Republicans, is a sign that he seems more interested in the moment, or certainly very interested in defeating Donald Trump, and will spend his endless resources to do that.
Let's talk about this new poll out today from CNN that has Sanders for the first time in the lead nationally. Now, it's a national poll. It's not about the early states. But what does that tell you?
Well, I'll add that we have since gotten another national poll from Monmouth University that has Joe Biden in the lead. But both of those show the same thing we've been seeing in a lot of contests, and that there continues to be a gap between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and then the rest of the field, even among Warren and Buttigieg, who've for a while now been part of that top tier of four candidates outpolling everybody else. I think you have seen Bernie Sanders really consolidate his strength on the left end of the party recently. He seems to be drawing some support from Elizabeth Warren more recently, and he is in a very strong position right now. You know, I mentioned before he has consistently outraised all the other candidates. He's got a lot of resources to run a national campaign, and I think he and Biden look pretty strong right now. Of course, national polls will change very quickly once we see the results of Iowa. And poll after poll after poll in Iowa shows a very tight bunch among those four candidates there.
Okay, well, there is something else going on with Bernie Sanders, which is that he's gotten into trouble both in an argument at the debate with Elizabeth Warren, but now with Hillary Clinton, who came out.
I don't know
and,
if you would call this trouble, but
well,
yes.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe it's trouble, maybe it's not trouble, but she says nobody likes Bernie Sanders. She dismissed him and his movement in 2016, and she at first wouldn't say in this Hulu documentary that's coming out soon whether she'd endorse Sanders if he's the nominee. Does this kind of thing make Democrats nervous, this fighting within the party?
I think fighting within the party makes Democrats nervous. I'm not sure how much of an influence Hillary Clinton is having on voters who are trying to make up their minds in 2020. I will note the last time that she criticized another candidate, she criticized Tulsi Gabbard a couple months ago. Tulsi Gabbard actually saw her poll numbers go notably up in New Hampshire and in a couple other polls. Bernie Sanders seemed to try to sidestep this the other day. He joked in the Senate, you know, on a good day, his wife likes him and he's okay with that.
He also, though, in terms of fighting within the party on CBS, he apologized to Joe Biden for one of Sanders' surrogates' opinion piece calling out Biden for corruption because he takes big money political donations. Listen to this.
It is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared to me.
I mean, Scott, there is a sense from some after what happened a few years ago that Sanders needs to keep his supporters fired up about whoever the Democratic nominee is if it's not him.
Yeah, but in between now and then, there is a contest to decide who that nominee is. And I think the fact that we have made such a big deal over these couple blips of candidates criticizing each other is notable because by and large this field has not gone after each other that much. Mm-hmm. Sanders and Biden are sparring over the future of Social Security right now. They've of course had big differences on the Iraq War, but you have not really seen candidates go directly at each other, full throttle, negative ads like you have in so many other primaries. And I think that's pretty notable so close to actual contests happening.
Joe Biden did an interview with MSNBC's Morning Joe, and part of the interview is getting a lot of attention. Biden teared up talking about his son. Let's listen.
Joe, Bo should be the one running for president, not me. Every morning I get up, Joe, not a joke, I think to myself, is he proud of me?
Scott, what do you make of that? He's talking about his son, Bo, who died of cancer.
I mean, I think one of the reasons why Joe Biden is held in such high regard by so many Democratic voters and has those high approval ratings and has such a long track record of support is that vulnerability when he's so open about it, talking about not just his son Beau's death, but a lot of tragedies that have struck his family over the year, losing other children as well. And he is not only upfront about it, but he seems to have a mission of reaching out to people who've had similar grief in their lives. And I think that's something that really makes Biden appealing to a lot of Democratic voters, even those who might be ready to vote or caucus for another candidate.
One more candidate I want to ask you about is Tulsi Gabbard, who filed a defamation lawsuit against Hillary Clinton today for characterizing Tulsi Gabbard as a Russian asset. Is Gabbard gaining any momentum, especially in New Hampshire? She's done better than in other states.
I'm not sure. I think that, I referenced this earlier. I think one of the moments where Tulsi Gabbard got some of the most attention she's gotten in recent months was when she was going back and forth with Hillary Clinton over those comments. So this seemed to be viewed by a lot of people as an attempt to try and bring that storyline back into the news and get some attention, because otherwise Tulsi Gabbard has not really been in the thrust of the conversation in these final weeks in Iowa, New Hampshire.
If Biden wins in Iowa, which is a possibility, do you think that it's going to be a short period of time before we know who the nominee is?
I am embracing the fact that I have no idea what's going to happen in any of these states. And I think, I'm just going to stay there and be surprised by what happens. I mean, I think Joe Biden winning Iowa could affect the race more than anyone else winning Iowa.
Well, we will be in Iowa. I will be in Iowa next Thursday and Friday. We'll be hosting the show from there. Robin will be in New Hampshire right before the New Hampshire primary. So stay tuned for that. Scott Detrow covering the 2020 presidential campaign for NPR. Thank you.
See you in Iowa.